Have you ever felt like somebody was missing? Doctor Strangelove has. And then again, to some extent, so have I. Because it definitely feels like somebody is missing. But who?
Mr. B! Mr. B! Mr. B!
Now what is it, Dr. S?
You know, I keep thinking that somebody's missing.
Like who?
Well, you know, the other guy.
Oh, not the E man.
No, definitely not. I remember him. Boy, do I remember him. No, Mr. B, in the silly sketches that we do, there's usually me and you and...
And Bryce.
Who?
Well, aren't you going to answer the door? It might be him.
I somehow doubt it.
Hello!
That's strange. I'm at the door. But it can't be me because I'm already here. I'm me. Gosh, I'm confused.
Well, he's confused already. That's a good start. Hello, Mr. B.
Ah, Bryce, there you are. It's never too late to start this week's sketch.
Oh, yes. How many lines do I get?
Well, so far, Bryce, you've had three.
Yeah, and two of those lines have been, hello!
Hey, did I tell you recently that I came joint first for the award for most handsome WCR volunteer?
Only about a billion times.
Hey, you know the Bryce is right. Come on down!
Oh, great! He even comes with his own catchphrase and his own audience applause sound effect.
Well, aren't we going to start recording then?
I thought we already had. Yeah.
That's strange.
What is?
He reminded me of somebody else just then, only I can't think who.
Who?
Doctor?
No, not him. There's somebody else. The guy you're standing in for.
But he's not standing in for anybody. He's always been here.
Yes, I've always been here. Like, remember the time when you created a supercomputer and filled the room with wool lice? Well, I ate a sandwich. And remember the time we went to Miss Higgybottom's to investigate the phantom leg locker? Well, I ate a sandwich.
I'm beginning to notice a pattern.
Oh, come on, Dr. S. Surely you can remember old Brycey, the short... ginger one who has a Duffy and sandwich fixation and he's always going meh.
That's me.
That's not him. You're thinking of Pop Boy. You know, something pop.
Panda?
No thanks. I'm trying to give them up. No, you know what, Mr. B? I think that somebody's been tampering with our perceptions. This may be the real world, Mr. B, but there's somebody missing.
Hang on. There's somebody at the door. It might be a clue. Hello. No, look, there's a note.
What does it say?
I'm getting to that. Be patient. It says, thought you might like to know your suspicions are correct. There is indeed somebody missing and only I know where he is. In the meantime, I hope this little surprise will give you all the excitement you require this week. Signed, a friend.
But what could it mean?
Well, at a rough guess, I say it means we're about to get visited by three spooky elephants wearing nappies.
What?
You know, the Bryce is right.
No, don't be ridiculous. It can't be true. Can it?
Can it? It's true! The Bryce was right. Mr. B, there's an elephant in the room.
Three of them? But why are they wearing nappies?
I don't know. Perhaps they're... incontinent elephant.
Ooh, I bet that was a sticky one.
Oh, for goodness sakes, this is getting disgusting.
You're damn straight. All these toilet jokes are making me feel sick. I was right.
Oh, no, don't start. You'll get me going in a minute.
I was right. Oh, no! Afraid we're stuck in an endless cycle of vomit jokes! Again! It must be the spooky elephant spell!
Phew, they don't half.
That's spell!
Oh, what'll we do?
I don't No!
Funny how it's not affecting me.
Oh, do something!
Okay, looks like it's time for me to get to prove myself. I know I've never really been on the show before, but hopefully after today, you'll take me on.
Anything!
Oi, spooky elephants wearing nappies. Listen to me. Go home.
Why?
Because.
Psst. Elephant joke. Think of an elephant joke.
Ah, yes. Go home, because the head of the herd is calling far, far away.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was it a trunk call?
No, he just twittered.
Funny. I'd have thought he'd have been more of a trumpet myself. Still, he always wanted to learn a foreign language. Must be all the birds he keeps knocking about with.
Yes, he wants you to run.
Run? Are you kidding? Have you ever seen an elephant running?
Yes, and he charged.
Well, you could have asked me. I'd have shown you an elephant running for free. If only I could find an elephant. We are elephants, stupid. Spooky elephants wearing nappies. Oh, yes.
Uh-oh. The head of the herd just updated his status to read... impatient.
Ah, well, in that case, we'd better pack our trunks and say goodbye to this circus. Oh, I quite liked it here as well. Come on, you heard what Bruce said. We've got to pack our trunks.
It's Bracey, not Brucey.
How exactly do we pack our trunks? I don't think I've got a bag big enough. I'll just wear mine. Idea.
Well then, what are you waiting for? Off you go with a trumpety trump, 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 trump.
Why do they always ask for that? Still, if it's what you want...
Hey, guys, I did it. The elephants have gone. They just farted away into the sky.
Oh, great. Thanks for that.
The spell is broken.
Not quite.
I said spell. We're not throwing up anymore.
Yeah, you were great at handling those spooky elephants. Maybe you should join us on our quest.
What quest?
The quest to find the key to Pop.
What the heck does that mean?
Oh, you'll find out soon enough, Brucey. You'll find out soon enough.
It's Bracey, not Brucey.
Sorry.